Hi, Maria. This is Friar Roderick for AmMaria.com, and we're at Hamburg, New York, for the Doers of the Word Conference. And we have here Jim Wright, who's in charge of this. So how's it going here, Jim?
It's going very well. We're hoping to get about 2,500 people coming to this conference. As you know, it's Father John Carapi, Raymond Arroyo, and Teresa Tamio.
Oh, that's great. And that's with your radio show, right?
Well, Teresa does the 9 to 10 o'clock hour. She does a live show with Ave Maria Radio in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And Father John Carapi, I think everyone knows who he is. And Raymond Arroyo, of course, with EWTN, who is book signing. We're hoping he has about 500 book signings today.
Well, that's great. So this is in conjunction with your whole radio program, right? You have three different radio locations, or four different stations, right?
Well, that's correct. One in Buffalo. It's an FM station, one in Rochester, and two in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Well, that's great. So what got you into this, to the radio? It's a very interesting apostolate.
Only could blame it on the Holy Spirit. Forced me to go down to EWTN 12 years ago and went down to a retreat, had a great time, and Mother Angelica at that time was promoting her new AM-FM satellite that she just had put up. And we got so excited about it. We knew nothing about radio, but we thought we would come back and pray about it. After prayer, we still didn't know anything about radio, but we decided to go forward. It's been fun ever since.
So that's and you went from one radio station in first in Buffalo, and then you went spread out along the southern New York border there.
Yeah, we started out with our second station in Rochester, New York, and then we went into Scranton. We've got about 7,500 listeners who listen to us on a daily basis. We have a live show that's from 5 to 6 each day with a priest, a different priest on every day. So that's what we do. It's exciting, and we hope you tune in. We are online streaming every day also at www.holyfamily.ws.
Well, that's great. So, and you have a lot of your own programming then, not just EWTN like many other stations has, but also Ave Maria and your own programming.
About 50% EWTN, probably about 25% our own programming, and about 15% of Ave Maria, and then the rest is devotionals.
Well, that's great. So that's really quite a busy schedule then, right?
Well, absolutely. We spend a lot of time being who we are and, you know, doing the Holy Spirit's work. It's extremely challenging, but we're absolutely in love with it.
Great. And do you have any interesting stories about people calling in and giving testimony about their experience with the radio? Or?
Every day someone calls in and says how this changed their life. Just recently we had someone give us a call who was driving down the thruway and told us that it actually changed their life. And because of that, they have gone back to the church. They've taken care of their marriage problems. And his whole life is now focused in on God.
That's great. That's very inspirational. Would you say that the anyone who could really start their own radio station today?
I think if they're inspired by the Holy Spirit, and if they listen to a lot of other people who have done it, they can do it. It's not easy, but it can be done if you have the drive and the Holy Spirit behind you.
And there is a lot of people who are willing to help with that, right? Mother Angelica and Ave Maria and the Catholic Radio Association, is that right?
Well, yes, the Catholic Radio Association has been very helpful. Steve Godozik, who is the primary contact there, he knows about everything about radio. So he's very smart. And besides that, you're always able to contact myself or any other member of the Catholic Radio Association, and we can help you get through it. It sounds like a very daunting task, but it seems to just take care of itself as you go along. It might take a year, might take 2 years. It took us three. But after 3 years, we started our first station in Buffalo and just kept on going.
That's great. That's what was story. And so you expect many more people are getting involved, actually. It's really a mushrooming Catholic apostolate, right? The whole radio apostolate, right?
Yes. 7 years ago, there was five stations. Now there's 125.
Wow.
I know. It's really exploded, and mainly in the last 5 years it's exploded the most, with many, many people excited about it. And if the NEC work, the NCE works out, there could be as many as 100 more.
Wow, that's great. So it's really exploding then, right?
Oh, it's absolutely exploding, and we're excited about the future.
That's great, Jim. Thanks a lot for giving us some time here on AmMaria.com.
Oh, you're very welcome, brother.
Well, thanks. Here we are with Jim Wright again at the Doers of the Word Conference, and we had a very inspirational talk here, and it's we're looking very happy to know that the radio is doing so well, and we're going to touch so many souls with that medium. Ave Maria, this is Fry Roderick with AirMaria.com.